Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It is Thursday, December 14, 2017. Thank you so much for joining us. Buster Olney is going to be on the show live from the winter meetings at around 7 o'clock to give us the latest on all kinds of moves, none of which involve the Royals, but there's a lot of smoke, no fire yet. We'll see what Buster Olney has to say about the winter meetings and specifically the Kansas City Royals. After that, we'll hear from Albert Wilson. While I was out hosting a lunch remote at Pegas in Shawnee yesterday, Nate Bucati went out to Arrowhead and sat down with the Chiefs wide receiver, Albert Wilson. We'll play that after we talk to Buster Olney. Gary Lezak will check in. Gary will have your forecast at around 7:50 and an updated forecast for Saturday night at Arrowhead Stadium. Gary Barnett, our college football insider at 8:05, will talk more about the coaching carousel, the return in 2018 of Bill Snyder, everything is going on with Mizzou losing some assistant coaches and trying to get ready for the Texas Bowl against Texas, and maybe get his thoughts on Drew Lock and the decision that Drew Lock is making, or as some people have indicated, maybe has already made about going into the NFL draft or staying with the Missouri Tigers. John Price will be on the show at 8:50, a good friend of Jake Pounder's. And then Will Carroll, our injury expert, will get you ready if you are alive in your fantasy football playoffs, or if you tied in the first round of the playoffs, and the commissioner and the powers that be in your league have given you zero information as to what happens next. It's just been a waiting game. Tied. What do you mean, what for?
No such thing as ties.
82-82.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Official tiebreaker?
82. Well, if there are, I'd like to know about them.
Well, they should have decimal point scoring systems.
Right. Well, they don't, but it's 82-82, so can't go back.
Well, then it usually would go to who had the highest scoring quarterback. The rules are...
Really?
Is it on CBS Sports?
It is.
Check them. The rules, there's a tiebreaker rule. It's usually the quarterback.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's the highest scoring quarterback, I win, which I agree with that rule. I also think the rules are set. I'd like it to be, just my own personal gain, I'd like it to be the team that scored the highest amount of total points in the regular season, because that's the best indicator of actually who the best team was, and not the crapshoot that fantasy football is week to week. So I'd take that, because that would also work in my favor.
There's your rotisserie mind at work, Steven.
Right.
Exactly, right. It's just like the NFL. It's any given Sunday, though.
But we also award,
in the playoffs.
But we also award for total points. So
right.
But we put importance on that.
Right. But that's why this is the playoffs, though. So
right.
Who was the best team last week? You tied. Who had the better quarterback? That's usually a tiebreaker.
I'll take either one. I'll take
you win. I just declared you the winner.
Good. All right. Then I'll accept that and move on. And I also claimed Aaron Rodgers. So let's go. Let's go football. We'll talk to Will Carroll about that. We'll ask him what he thinks of the decision by Aaron Rodgers to return to action in week 15. So all that and more coming up on the Border Patrol. And, of course, Nate Bucati. Hey, Nate, how you doing?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How are you? Okay. You know no one can hear you, right?
Is that right?
Yeah,
you can't hear me through
pretty
this
much.
Thing?
Jake, can you hear him?
It's more important. A little bit. Crank it up a little bit. There
crank it up a little bit. So Nate is excited about the Star Wars movie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right on.
Is that better?
Yeah.
You're cranked.
No. I can still hear him. going the wrong way. I thought you'd catch that one. You know, adjust it, because I can still hear him. Get it?
Now you can't.
Let me see. Try now.
Hello?
Perfect. Nah, you know what? Right on. There you go. All right?
I'm not perfect.
There's that keen producer's ear that's coming through. It's coming through for us.
I try.
Right. So, Nate, excited about the Star Wars movie?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited about it.
Right. Any comments before we hit another subject?
No, you know, just ready to go, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've seen some early reviews that say it's going to be good, so.
Spoiler alert. Luke dies.
Is that real? Is that true? I mean, I don't know.
It seems possible.
I have no idea. Did you really just give a spoiler?
No, I didn't. I know nothing. I've read nothing. I haven't even seen the latest trailer.
So what is this a continuation of?
I mean, so this would be like chronologically, this would be the latest of all the movies, you know?
This would be episode 8, right?
Yeah. Yes. Episode 8.
What was the last one that came out?
7.
Yeah.
Well, so then, but that
the
was
Force
in
Awakens.
This...
The Force Awakens.
I mean, technically, the last one that came out was Rogue One, which was like.
But that wasn't
a
Star Wars, that movie.
Four.
And that's what I'm asking. Yeah, so no. That was.
The last one to come out, Rogue One, was not a Star
so
Wars.
So if I didn't see that one, this has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with this one? Or...
Well, I mean, they're in Should between I... stories that had to do with the first three, which were really the middle three.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No.
Got it?
Yep.
So it's if I didn't see the last one, does that affect me?
No, it shouldn't affect you. If you saw the one 2 years ago, yeah. Two Christmases ago,
the one with the annoying guy from Girls.
You see what's going on in this one.
Oh, I can't stand him. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you're the one that said that.
It's the continuation of that.
You can't stand who?
I don't like him at all. Adam Driver, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is that the bad guy?
Han Solo's son.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I mean, you know what?
You don't know that, right?
I know.
We don't know people these days.
I don't like... I mean, I don't enjoy watching him in any type of...
He annoys me greatly.
Why?
I don't know. I think because of that show. Because he sucks on that show. I mean, his character kind of sucks, too.
What show?
Isn't it Girls?
Yeah. I would have had to watch that one.
Right.
To give me any information on that, so...
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. The actual star of that show chases me away before I could think of tuning into that.
I would never tune into that.
It sounds like you did.
Nope.
Apparently.
Nope. It was put on the TV and
like
I happened to be in the room.
You were giving an actual review of he annoyed me in that show every week. I watched it. So, I
didn't want to
seem like
it.
You were
guilty pleasure.
It seemed like you were
Allison Williams.
I like her.
Yeah, she's in it too.
Now who's her parents? Or who's her she's
The son of, or the daughter of the news guy who lied about the helicopter.
Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Well, that's not her fault.
No.
I mean, just.
But she's hot. She's fantastic.
Well, she's a good actress.
She's that, too.
That's what I'll say.
She played Peter Pan last Christmas, didn't she? On the, you know, NBC does those live.
Oh, yeah, the live.
The live.
And they're
Broadway.
Doing the live Christmas,
Carol.
A Christmas story.
Right, Christmas story.
This year. Is that our,
I think it was this past weekend.
I missed that.
Missed it, too. Apparently.
Well, football's probably on.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really miss it.
That's fine.
Anyways,
yep.
I digress. It's the one with that continues with that guy. You saw that one, didn't you? The
yes,
Force Awakens.
I did. I was, Steven needed to be awakened.
Yeah.
At some point in that movie. But
no, you didn't like it?
The BB-8.
You don't like Star Wars.
It's just, well, no, it's just, it's not, it's, I'm not as, it's not my deal. Just like, you know, The Godfather and Scarface and those movies weren't really your thing. You know, I'm not a big science fiction guy, but I'm happy for everyone else that is.
Sure.
You know, I like when people get excited about stuff, you know.
And your kids like it. Philip, do you like the Star Wars?
Yeah. Phil, it's difficult to find out anything that he really likes.
Right. I can get that. I can get down with that.
He's just kind of,
you
know.
But then you find out he loves it.
Yeah.
That is like, yeah.
Right.
It means I really
but
love
like,
it.
Because then Richie
will be like, yeah, Dad, he really likes it.
See, because I mean, I would say we get excited about the Rocky movies and now the Creed movies and all those movies and whenever they're on. We watch those repeatedly over and over again the way you would be excited about Star Wars. So,
yeah.
Totally, I can identify with it, but... You also have to understand that when you're a little kid, you kind of roll with what your parents take you to. And, you know, my dad and my mom were not interested in seeing those movies. They were interested in making me sit and watch The Deer Hunter and horribly
Oscar
inappropriate
winner.
R-rated movies
Oscar.
For a child
Oscar
that
winner.
Scarred me for the
Deer
rest
Hunter.
Of my life.
Deer Hunter won an Oscar.
I mean, that's what, you know. Hey, let's take him to see Taxi Driver.
Well,
okay.
That did not.
I'm not paying for a damn babysitter. He'll watch this movie and learn. Okay.
You talking to me?
Right. Exactly. Right. So But no, I love good movies. So if it's a good movie, I like it.
You yeah, know? You know, I mean,
oh, hey.
Whoa.
Oh, was that too loud?
Mask off.
Sorry.
It's on.
You talking to me?
Right.
You talking to me?
That's right.
You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me?
That's right.
Well, I'm the only one here.
That's exactly right.
That is a Bob.
How many times did I do that in the mirror?
You know how many times Bob did that to all three of us?
Right. Exactly right. You talking to me?
Talking to me.
So if it's a good movie, sure, I love it. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
I just won't know what's going on.
It's getting
on ever.
Unbelievable reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah. So I think you're gonna enjoy it, whether you know what's going on.
We're
or
all
not.
Going and hanging out tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
fellowship.
I'm gonna take. Like my wife is excited about it. She just likes, you know, events and good movies. She enjoys it.
She loves socializing.
She does. She likes science fiction. She likes those movies more than I do. Phil, I mean, there's a concession stand, isn't there? There's food to be ordered. There's overpriced food to be had. He'll love it.
Yeah.
He'll have a smile on his face from beginning to end.
Yeah.
The girls love it.
Yeah.
The girls like all that stuff. The girls love everything. Will there be merchandise to be sold?
I would assume so. I don't
okay,
know.
Then I mean, like at the stores and everything. Of course,
yeah.
Star Wars, right?
Oh,
dolls,
yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
toys and everything.
Of course,
they'll love it.
Yeah,
and they'll make wild demands.
Yeah,
they like the little who's the little guy that's rolling around.
BB-8.
Oh, they love him.
They love the BB-8.
Oh, yeah,
they got a BB-8 for
remote control one
birthday yeah. or Christmas awesome. Or something. You know, mm-hmm. That thing lasted I don't know a week.
Yeah.
So you took the batteries out?
Thrown down the stairs right. by someone? Not yeah. me.
Right.
It really wasn't me. It was one right. of the girls, right. you know.
Yeah.
At least one of them claimed, that's mine. You know, that's mine. And they go, oh, is it?
Sounds like it's, Julia.
Now it's nobody's.
Now it's nobody's.
Now it's...
Now it belongs to the junk.
Yeah, it belongs to the world.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I was a kid, I loved the Star Wars movies. That was my favorite thing. I was really obsessed with the idea of the space race back I was a child of the 80s, and so that stuff always captivated me. So I was obsessed, and that was right when HBO came out.
HBO came out, I was obsessed with something else at the Easter show
maybe.
Late at night.
But they would show Star Wars over and over again on HBO, and so I'd watch it over and over again. And what's fun for me now is that I got my son's 8 years old and he loves Star Wars. It's
that's good.
It's amazing to me that whatever it is, 30 years later, 40 years later, that the Star Wars franchise still resonates with kids. You know, I mean, because it's to me, it is a kid's thing. You know, I love it. It makes me feel like a kid again when I go watch it. I love it seeing my son watch it because it reminds me of when I was a kid and how much I love to, you know. Pretend I was on the planet Hoth fighting Imperial walkers or whatever, you know?
Right.
And so I like that. You know, it's fun for me and it's fun. We, you know, he's gone with me to every one of these since they've been coming out. And in fact, for his birthday, he wanted to go see Star Wars. Like that's what he wanted to take a couple of buddies to go see Star Wars, you know? So it's fun. That makes it fun for me is that I get to see it through him because it reminds me of when I was a kid. I still like him. I mean, I still, you know, I don't.
I think that you're. You know, overselling how much he likes it and how you used to like it. I think this is all about you.
Really well, a lot. I mean,
this is what I think. If there's someone that's gonna be dressed up like a stormtrooper tonight, there's my money's on you.
Well,
like, as you can see, but I'm talking about head to toe.
Yeah, no, this is I stole this out of my son's.
I got Nate's like, I'll watch it.
I woke up early and took it out of Benny's room.
What but, I like is I just like to see what? My kid really have fun, and I just, you know, is. Hey, Nate, is that a lightsaber over there?
I'm going to call BS. That does not belong to Benny.
Yeah, that was.
I'm dressed
in
up
your,
as one no, of the sand people because my son
right,
wants me
that
to.
Was
right.
In, that was in your closet.
Right.
I'm going to get this out of Benny's room.
Hey, Benny, let's go get a new toy. This is for you, Ben, but I'm going to hold on to it.
Dad, I have enough.
I want Halo. Did you say Star Wars? You want Star Wars stuff? Okay.
Halo.
Got to have a birthday party for Star Wars, aren't you, kid, huh?
What?
Well, who's paying for it?
Okay. Sorry, Dad. You know.
I like your Benny voice. Do that one again. That was
sorry,
little,
Dad.
Whoa. Oh,
Dad.
That's a little weird, too. I don't know. Maybe I don't like that voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep trying. But so we'll all go see it tonight together. How's that sound?
It's fun, man.
As a big fam.
I will actually be there.
You are not going to be there.
I will show up.
You're showing up?
I am.
All right.
I mean, I've been consistent. I've been to all of these, right? I have.
So last year, Benny did dress up as a stormtrooper.
He sat next to me.
And he had asked for a Nerf. They make Nerf guns that are like built that are supposed to look like stormtrooper blasters or whatever. And so when we were running through the parking lot, and he was pretending to be fighting rebels and all this stuff, and he was so excited. And we got up to the front, and this little gal that was like taking the tickets was like, "You can't even bring toy guns into the theater, you know?"
Right.
And I, you know,
it's understandable.
It's completely understandable. I mean, you know, it's a big, bright, orange-colored Nerf gun and everything. But
what about lightsabers?
I don't think you can take in lightsabers either. So just that, you know.
I don't know about that.
I smuggled one in last time.
Well, that's, I thought you were just happy to see
a lightsaber in your pants?
I do.
He was very upset. He was crying, and I had to run it back out to the car and everything. But he's like, you know, he remembered it. He's like, this year, hey, Dad, we can't take my Nerf.
2 years ago, I couldn't go. What? No, two, no. Oh, boy. Hope Shane's not listening. 2 years, you know, so Shane is the adult here at Union Broadcasting.
The adult with the Batman tattoo.
Okay, besides the big boss man.
Yeah.
I would say the people that love Star Wars the most would be Chad Boger, yep, number one. And then I feel like Shane Summers is right, yep, there.
Three. He gets number three. Drake is number two.
Okay, Drake's two, and then Shane Summers. It's unhealthy with Shane.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we were doing the Chiefs Players Show at Johnny's Tavern the night we were all getting together to watch the Star Wars movie. So was it 2 years ago? So when was that? Was it three?
That was two years ago. Right?
That was Force Awakens, two years ago.
Okay, so we keep talking about the game plan. Okay, we're going to tear down the equipment, and then we're going to race over to the movie theater and shake them. I hope I don't miss like anything in the intro. I go, we won't. Okay, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to go. Just follow my lead. All right? And so there was a table of people that I, you know, sometimes there's some people that maybe you want to talk to, maybe you don't, mm-hmm, but you know, if you make eye contact, if they catch you, then it can't be a quick conversation.
Right.
You'll lose 10 minutes there, whether you want to or not.
You're sucked into the tractor beam.
That's exactly right. And, and man, did I throw him right under the bus. I think I literally, like we walked by and I pushed him into the table as I went out the back door.
That's nice. Yeah, it's good. Hey, man, every man for himself.
And I go, did you already leave? And, hey, man, I had to meet my family. I had to meet my family.
I'm halfway there, Shane.
I was, yeah, actually, yes. And I'm like down 119. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he did get there in time.
Yeah.
But boy, he was. I think he was mad at me for like 2 weeks.
Hey.
And so then last year I couldn't go because I had I think it was the Chiefs Player Show again. And then I wasn't gonna make it. I think I was way up north doing the show. I couldn't make it on time. I'm looking forward to it, to get together with everyone and take the fam out there. And that's one of the great things about Union Broadcasting sometimes. We get together as a big fam and have fun and do things that put a smile on your face. And so I'm glad that everyone's excited. I'm looking forward to it, having the family out there and doing a little fun. Hopefully it's going to be a great movie. You say it is? The reviews, I know you're what's a Rotten Tomatoes say? Or do you not buy into Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it was at 96 yesterday.
Wow.
Critics.
Ooh.
That's what Drake showed me.
Oh.
Drake came and was like, did you see this?
Do you buy into that? Do you trust that? I do, for the most part.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's like war.
Very rarely.
Yeah, it's not the Bible. Yeah.
Right. It gives you an idea of what's...
But, you know, there are definitely times that I'm like, that's, you know, that's a better movie than in 78.
You'll disagree.
Yeah.
I can see why the stormtroopers couldn't even beat the Ewoks, man. You can't see anything in these things.
Oh, they're
what are you having? Yeah. Jake's gonna.
They're clones.
Jake's gonna talk to
really.
You about that. Well, yeah. Are you sure?
They don't have feelings.
When we come back, we're gonna talk about all the buzz on Twitter last night about Danny Duffy and his tweets and some other stories I want to get to with the winter meetings, and then talk some football. Then we'll get Buster Olney on and Albert Wilson. All kinds of good stuff for you today on the Border Patrol out here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A couple of things I wanted to talk about concerning the winter baseball meetings. And it's a reminder, I think a good reminder for us too. We host the show and talk about sports for 4 hours every weekday. We get upset. We ride this emotional roller coaster with you when the teams win and lose. Criticize players, criticize managers, coaches. Talk them up when they're great. Complain about them when they're not. We're going through this very difficult process as fans of the Kansas City Royals, and we knew it was going to be like this, but thinking about something and then actually having to go through it, two different things. When this city fell in love with the 2014 and 2015 Royals, we already got a taste of it when the Royals traded Wade Davis and other players have left, but when that core that came up through the system, when these guys started to leave, when it was their time to go, it was just a different thing. Now, we said goodbye to one of those players in a much different, more tragic way that none of us thought would happen in when we lost Yordan Ventura to that car accident. But then I think that even strengthened the bond that this fan base had with guys like Eric Hosmer and Danny Duffy and Mike Moustakas and Alcides Escobar and Lorenzo Cain, because, of course, Salvador Perez, we saw how they hurt for their lost teammate. We hurt with them. It was something that was just awful, but I think it brought the community as Royals fans and players and the organization, everything brought them together even more. And so when it comes time to say goodbye to these players now, in a much different way, just them leaving the Royals and going to other teams, it's difficult. But when things happen like what happened yesterday on Twitter, and I'll get to what I'm talking about, it reminds you that even though these guys are millionaires and they're living out their dreams as Major League Baseball players, they're also human beings that have families, that have emotions, and they fall in love with cities the way cities fall in love with them. Before I get to Duffy, because we're going to spend more time on Duffy, here's an example of what I'm talking about. And it's a reminder for us. And another reason why, and I get it, analytics, scouting, all these things, they all have their place in baseball. But when you just strictly look at numbers, you're not accounting for someone's life and what they might be going through, what they might be battling, what something that might be bothering them mentally besides physically. Things that we don't talk about. Like we say, this guy probably should have been in practice. Like when a Chiefs player misses practice or isn't in training camp, we have to say, well, you know what? Maybe he has a good reason. Maybe we should hold judgment until we find out why he's not in training camp or why he's not at OTAs. And sometimes it's for a really, really good reason we didn't know about. Sometimes it's not for a good reason. But, for example, Stephen Piscotty, young outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, looked like he was going to be the next really good Cardinals player. They signed him to a long-term deal. First couple of years, knocking the cover off the ball. Last year he struggled. It just wasn't the same hitter. He was getting criticized in St. Louis. But then you find out that his mother was diagnosed with ALS. And she lives out in the Bay Area. And as someone, it wasn't my mother, but it was my uncle, and I was awfully close to my uncle, someone that has gone through that, it's very difficult to understand how that could absolutely tear a family apart or tear a family up or just destroy somebody inside watching someone that you're so close to that you love going through something like that, understanding what the prognosis is, understanding what the future holds, and then not being able to be there. You're making millions of dollars. You're a baseball player in St. Louis, but that does not mean you don't want to be with your mom as she's battling ALS in Oakland after she's just been diagnosed. And so, tremendous amount of credit to the St. Louis Cardinals, because last night they agreed to trade Stephen Piscotty to the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
So he could be close to his mom and he could be close to his family. And Mike Matheny, the manager for the Cardinals, quote that he had, "I don't know if I can empathize with Piscotty. You just hurt for him. You can't even really go there to understand him at his age and what it's like, what he's had to endure, what it's like for his family. I think it's really just understanding that it's very, very difficult. You let him know that you care, you acknowledge, you have compassion. We're trying to be supportive. Trying to support them, and we have to look to do anything that we can. And anything that they could do was to trade him to Oakland so he could be close to his mother." I just unbelievably great move by St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, you wonder, and then you think about that, like, well, of course he struggled last year when your mother's diagnosed with ALS. Of course that's going to affect him on the field. And so it's a reminder that they, you know, these guys are human too, and I can't imagine, like, well, for example, when my uncle really, really started to get sick, I was up in St. Joe, and my grandparents and my mother, those three people were the three that took care of my Uncle Richie when he had ALS. And when he needed pretty much round the clock care, they took care of him at my grandparents' house, and really no one else in the family did. And that's whatever that my grandparents and my mom did, and they had help from hospice, and they had help from the wonderful people, the ALS Association. And so they needed me to come back to Kansas City, so I could be within, you know, 20 minutes at all times if he needed to be lifted up out of his bed or help with anything, because they couldn't, you know. And some things you don't think about like that. And so I came back to Kansas City, transferred to UMKC, and I was there to be able to do that. And so for them to make this deal and make this trade to try to help that family in any way, it was heartwarming to see, and again, that really hits home with me. But it's just I don't know, that was that really struck a chord with me last night.
Well, I even saw on social media that seemed like Cardinals fans as a whole were very supportive of him.
Right now you get, once you know, of course, now you get it. You understand,
wishing him well, you know, like, you know, hey, good luck in Oakland.
Hey, we thought you were going to be a cornerstone. They signed him that deal, but look, that. Yeah. Some things are way more important than baseball and anything else, and that's,
yeah,
and that's it. Family, you know, and so I think that was as heartwarming as that story could be. I think a tremendous amount of credit to the St. Louis Cardinals, that organization, and Oakland as well, for making that happen. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully they could. Obviously, they still have a lot in front of them, dealing with his mother with ALS, but at least he could be there now.
Yeah,
way more often than he could have if he was playing with the St. Louis Cardinals, and that is extremely meaningful.
Well, so. One of the things is, as you know, I've got a buddy who's battling ALS right now, Kansas City, Kansas firefighter James Sparks, and I mean, one of the things, you know, too, is that you don't know. I mean, I guess I don't. You don't know how much time you're going to get with your loved one. I mean, this disease can take people away from you very quickly. So for him, every day that he can spend with his mother is going to be extremely precious from here on out. So yeah, it's really heartwarming.
No, and for me, that was by far the most meaningful trade that was made last night. And so we'll take a break, and then at a different level, we'll talk about Danny Duffy and the emotions around this possible trade that could send Danny Duffy to another organization, because he took to Twitter and he made he made his thoughts known about how he feels about the Royals in this city and being traded. We will talk about that after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So on Twitter yesterday, the rumors were hot and heavy surrounding Danny Duffy and his possible exit from Kansas City as John Heyman tweeted.
Are you sure you pronounced that right?
I'm almost positive.
All right.
John Heyman.
Or Hyman.
Right. Tweeted, Danny Duffy, extremely popular on trade market. KC seriously thinking about trading. And there have been a number of rumors about Danny Duffy, but John Heyman's been pretty good and has a good reputation for breaking stories and giving good information. And so he tweeted that, and that really added to the buzz and all the smoke around Danny Duffy's name. And so then, within an hour of that tweet, Danny Duffy, from his Twitter account, remember he was off Twitter for a while, so I think he was fighting with people about the Lakers, is what led to his removal of his Twitter account, but back on Twitter, and good for him because he's a good follow. But from his verified account, he simply tweeted out, "Bury me a Royal." And so, you know, that's a pretty strong statement. It's a pretty cool statement, just saying he wants to be a Royal forever. And then, and I mean, everyone's retweet, thousands of retweets, everyone's getting fired up. Don't trade Danny Duffy. His next tweet, Jake, did you read all these? Oh, look at Jake putting tweets up on the screen. "I've been a part of the Royals for more than a third of my life. For that, I'm beyond thankful. Kansas City has been a part of my upbringing, and I'm so thankful for that. From the Plaza to Overland Park to Independence to P&L, I am eternally thankful. I hope to be here till the end." And then someone named Maddie tweeted him, "You've got to keep this man in Kansas City. The trade rumors are stressing me out." And he retweeted and said, "Me too, Maddie." Then he tweets, and this has over almost 8,000 likes, "There is not a city on the entire planet better than Kansas City." And I agree with you there, Danny. And then Jamie tweets to him, "Stop it, you're going to make me cry." And Danny Duffy replied, "I'm already in tears." And so wow, then you stop to think about all of that. And look, let's just be honest. Some players aren't exactly too broken up if they get traded out of Kansas City or have a chance to leave via free agency or whatever.
How about the decision to come to KC? What about it?
Thank you. But, I mean, I don't think anyone can question how much Danny Duffy loves the Royals, loves the organization, growing up in the organization, the relationships he's been able to foster here in Kansas City. And look, he's had his ups and downs. We know all about that. But we saw his emotion when he lost his friend Yordano Ventura. But you see this, and it's real. It's genuine. And it's just and it's a reminder of how difficult this is when you cultivate a family atmosphere, when you have these players that all come up together and you have that special chemistry and that bond between the fans and the team, and you win a World Series, you go to another World Series, and then this guy decides, "Hey, I want to sign a deal here. I want to stay here long term. I want to maybe take less here that I could get on the open market. I'm gonna commit here." And then a year later, it's time to, well, you know what? We may need to trade you because we need to replenish our farm system. Not saying that's the wrong decision from a baseball standpoint. It's probably the right decision there, but it also is a reminder of the difficult decisions that are in front of Dayton Moore, right?
No doubt about it. look, Danny Duffy's endeared himself to this fan base in many ways, and what he was tweeting last night certainly adds to that. So, but I think if you're Dayton Moore, you can't factor that in. I mean, I hate to be cold-hearted about it, And I know that one of the things that's made Dayton more different as a general manager is that he's not cold-hearted with his players. He cares about them. You know, he gets emotionally attached in some ways to them. But and I know that that's served him well. You know, obviously when the team played well, those guys, they talked a lot about their loyalty to him and everything. But I wonder if a little bit of him, though, after, you know, seeing all these guys that he's drafted and brought up through their system and everything who are ready to leave at the first opportunity possible, if it doesn't have him going a little bit, okay, well, I got to do what's best for this organization too, you know? So it's kind of ironic, though, that Danny Duffy is one of those guys that seems to really want to stay, but he might be one of the guys that can help this organization build for the future better than anyone else, you know?
We have more thoughts from Nate and Jake after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. As we were talking about Danny Duffy, Bob Nightingale tweeted out that the San Diego Padres have become clear-cut favorites to sign Eric Hosmer after two face-to-face meetings with Red Sox still lurking. He also tweeted overnight about 4 hours ago that the Texas Rangers are strongly pursuing Kelvin Herrera. Oh boy, they're all going to go, aren't they?
Not Salvi, I don't think.
Well, no, he shouldn't go either. I told you not to bring up Salvi any more trade.
Well, you said they're all going to go.
The guys that are
thank you, my friend.
On the block. He's not on the block.
I was trying to make you feel better, man.
Thank you, my friend.
That's right. Any other further thoughts? Or Jake, any comments on Danny Duffy's comments on Twitter last night?
I mean, I appreciate them. I do. Especially the fan part of me. Of course, we don't want to see him go. I was so excited when they re-signed him or extended him out. Because he's really the first pitcher that this system has produced that is a legitimate number one. I mean, he's not the ace like the Verlanders, but he's a legit number one. You throw him out there every fifth day.
Well, the last one they produced, Zach Greinke, was able to bring back a wonderful return.
But that was the prior regime that drafted him and brought him up. And this is, you know, this is really the keynote of Dayton Moore's tenure here in terms of developing a pitcher. So from that end, you like to see them keep their own guys. But look, this team is probably not going to contend next year. And so I'm going out on a limb.
Okay. Just, you know, think about it first.
Right. I thought about it. And this team is probably not going to contend next year. And so what's the quickest way to get back into being a contender? That's to deal your valuable pieces and acquire young talent that you can develop, and hopefully you have the next round of your Hosmers and Canes and Moustakas. So it would suck, but you got to do what's best for the organization. And I think Nate made a good point as Dayton Moore watches these guys leave and kept them together and was loyal to this group. You got to wonder if he's maybe second guessing that a little bit. Probably not, but it's hard not to. They really didn't have anything down the stretch, and they probably could have gotten at least a little bit of value for some of those guys that are about to go sign free agent contracts. So it's an interesting situation. It'll be interesting to watch how the winter meetings end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that it's kind of a reminder, not that he doesn't know that it's a business, but you know, it's almost a reminder to him that it's a business, that all these guys are making business decisions now, right?
Right.
They're going to go where it's best for them. So the Royals got to do what's best for them, you know? And I don't blame these players. They've earned the right to free agency. They've earned to go where they want to go. They don't owe us anything. They've treated us to a tremendous run of baseball success. I don't begrudge them.
I do.
For, you know, finding out what they can make. It's their job. It's their profession, you know.
I also like to hear from players like this, though, for them to be open and honest. That's something that they have every right to do as well.
Sure.
And not to try to put pressure into making more difficult for the organization to trade them, but simply, hey, let's hear what you're thinking. I'd love to hear what Eric Hosmer has to say. I'd love to hear what all these guys have to say. And I credit Danny Duffy for just being open and honest and saying, this is how I feel.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
This is how I feel. And I wish more players would do that. That's one of the good things about Twitter.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any chance we hear anything like that from Eric Hosmer or Mike Moustakas.
Maybe after they sign.
Yep,
someplace
maybe.
Else. Back after this on WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Buster Olney from ESPN, live from the winter meetings. Rule 5 draft is today. We'll see if the Royals select someone with, I believe, the 15th pick overall. They were scheduled to pick number 18, but three teams ahead of them have full 40-man rosters, and so they would have the 15th pick overall. We'll also talk to Albert Wilson and Gary Barnett and Will Carroll, all that coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.